This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma, 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we got to talk to medical transport Howard, non-emergency, by the way, and he's making $42,000 a year. Boom, shakalaka, boom. All right, on the phone this morning is Stacy, who lives in Buckley. Good morning, Stacy. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, doing real fine. Thanks for asking. We had somebody calling earlier talking about Wally's drive-through burgers or drive-in burgers. You know about it?
Oh, absolutely. You live right around the corner.
You know, we got to make a field trip up there.
I know.
Well, you like Enumclaw. You like the burrito place in Enumclaw. You got to try the burger place in Buckley.
Sounds fair, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a fair
get
trip.
We get pitas a lot of love. We got to get up to Buckley and get a patty.
Yeah.
Maybe with a bun.
That's it.
I don't know.
Don't get too crazy.
Get the Wally Whopper.
Okay, is it the kind of place that has good onion rings, or is it more about the French fries?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
all
and
right.
Awesome shakes.
Ooh,
awesome shakes.
Oh, love it. All right. By the way, Stacy is a customer service representative. And by the way, thank you for listening to The Wolf. That's just step one. But calling in for Share Your Salary makes you a rock star, Stacy. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're awesome. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we're going to play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make. That's myself, Gabe, and Captain Ron. And then you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Sounds perfect.
Gabe, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Strategically, though, are you ready? Like to really nail it, not have that buzzer interrupt
you
today?
As long as you don't let the buzzer go off on me.
I will do my best. I'll work with you here.
Okay.
Okay. Stacy, I got 60 seconds on the clock. Gabe, begin.
Stacy, how long have you been doing your current job?
4 years.
What is your go-to phrase, Stacy, to calm somebody down who's really upset?
It's only vegetables.
What? Oh, okay.
What do your hours look like?
8 to 4:30.
So just assuming you work for Green Giant?
That's one of the companies we produce for.
Okay.
What did you do before this job?
I've been in transportation and logistics for about 23 years. So part of my job is transportation and logistics for this company.
How often do you have to pass somebody along to your manager?
Not very often.
Mm. Do you get bathroom breaks or are they like strict about time on the phone?
The phone doesn't ring too much. Mostly email, and yeah, we get plenty of bathroom breaks.
Hey, do you judge other customer service reps when you have to call a business to complain?
No. Mm.
Do you find yourself being extra kind?
Yes.
Do you get sick of talking to people? That is to say, after your shift, would you rather text?
No.
Buzzer went off there.
Oh.
Yeah. Thought we were going to work on that today, but today's not the day. All right. If you want to jump in on this, it's interactive, of course. What do you think Stacy and Buckley is making as a customer service representative? I tell you one thing. She sounds confident. She knows what's up.
Yeah.
It's only vegetables.
It's only vegetables.
That's it. That's a great line. You know what? I'm going to use that out of context a lot today. Yeah. I have a six-year-old. I could say that all day long. Son, it's only vegetables.
Dude, it's only vegetables.
It's only vegetables. All right. Text your guest to 46150. What do you think Stacy's making? If you can hang out for 3 minutes, she's going to share her salary next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is customer service representative Stacy. She lives in Buckley. Big fan of Wally's Burgers. Duh. But before we play the game and she shares her salary, Gabe, what else did we just learn about Stacy?
She's been doing it for a few years now. Before that, she was in like logistics and transportation. She said the phone doesn't ring too much because there's a lot of email and stuff involved. She also said that... It's only vegetables.
You wanted to make sure you quoted her correctly.
Yeah.
It's a big quote. I get it. Power move. All right, I got to go first because I was the winner the last time we played. So I am going to use the text here from Hillary in Renton. I'm just going to put it right at 60,000. I think that's kind of our, you know, Washington industry standard. She's been doing it a while, but as confident as she isn't as good as she is, I don't know if she's getting rewarded like top dollar salary for that customer service representative. But Gabe, you're up. What do you think? I'm at 60.
I think that's a fair guess, but I feel like it would have to be a little bit more for how long she's been in it. And I feel like if you're not sitting on the phone all day, then, you know, you've got to be making more top dollar.
Okay.
I would say 68.
68. Captain Ron.
I'm going to go lower. I'm going to say 55, and I don't know. I don't want to, but I feel like that's the only way I can go.
Wow,
I always
Ron.
Feel bad going lower, like low, you're, low. You know, it's like someone's going to take it personally. It's yeah. not their choice to get paid what they get paid, but I feel you. All right, so we're at 55, 60, and 68. We're kind of all in the same area, but that doesn't really matter. Stacey and Buckley, we all know how much you actually make as a customer service representative. It is time to share your salary. What is it ever?
Without overtime, it starts at about 62.
Okay, but let's factor in all the overtime. Let's give, can give us a W-2. Drop a W-2 on us. Come on now.
Probably 66.
Yes! Wow. Pushes you up into the Gabe range. Congratulations.
Yeah, it does.
I love
it's
it.
Only vegetables.
It's only vegetables, Stacey.
It's only vegetables.
Hey, would you agree with Luke Bryan that most people are good or are most people bad? I mean, you're really, you know, it's like you're dealing with people at their worst when they're upset. Do you ever get a skewed view of humanity because people are always calling and complaining?
Every day.
Okay.
Every day.
Is it tough to stay positive and to be kind to your fellow humans with this kind of thing going on all day long? People just yelling at you like, you, these vegetables, they don't taste good.
Well, you know, a lot of the communication is through email, so they can't really hear what I'm saying back to them, which is kind of nice. So your letter back to them is always pleasant.
Yeah.
So you said you like work for other distribution companies or whatever. Are you working with companies or are you working with direct consumers, if you will?
So our company is the largest vegetable manufacturer in the United States. So we produce, manufacture for, you know, Walmart, Target, Safeway, Costco, Sam's Club.
Dang.
The smaller brands like CNS Foods, Bird's Eye, that's all our vegetables. And then so I do all the international freight, everything that goes to other countries. Mm-hmm. I ship those on containers and go to other countries.
Do you get free vegetables?
No.
I got to say, you know, people always complain when they find bugs in the vegetables. But I'm like, hey, that just means they're fresh, dude. That means they weren't made in a lab in Wenatchee, like all the apples. I mean, this is farm to table includes bugs to table, baby. Get up on it.
Yep, I will not.
Yep, that's it.
I will not tolerate Wenatchee slander.
I was in the, you know, the Honeycrisp is like a lab creation.
No, it is not.
It's delicious, but it ain't growing out of the ground without scientists. Come on.
Right.
All right, Stacey. Listen, we love you. Thanks for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack, for calling in, and have a wonderful day, okay?
Awesome. You guys have a great day, too. Love you guys.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.